Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're sitting down with Carl Barth God Here Now. Sophie, I have to say, I picked this up thinking I was getting some dry 1,000-page systematic theology, and instead, I got something that feels like a wildfire.
Right? Same. Barth is not interested in impressing academics. He's writing like the whole thing depends on recovering something we've lost. And honestly, it does.
So the title tells you the move, God Here and Now. But Barth isn't just saying God is present in a cozy, comfortable way. He's saying God is here to disrupt everything we thought we knew.
Exactly. He starts with God's self-revelation, not human experience. That's the big reversal. Most religion starts with our questions, our needs, and builds a God from there. Barth says no, God finds us first.
And that's scary because the God who finds us doesn't confirm our prejudices or bless our pet projects. Barth calls it a storm, a fire. I think that's the part that really got me, this idea that encountering God means having your whole framework overturned.
Yeah, and he's especially hard on what he calls religion. Not other religions, he means any human attempt to reach God on our own terms, to domesticate the divine. Even Christianity can become religion, just another project for self-improvement.
Ouch. So the gospel isn't religion. The gospel is the announcement that God has already done for us what we could never do for ourselves.
And that center is Jesus Christ. Barth is completely Christ-centered. Jesus isn't just a teacher or a symbol. He's the Word made flesh, the definitive revelation. Everything flows from that.
Which leads to this stunning view of grace. Grace isn't a commodity we earn or a technique we master. It's the free, unearned love of God that meets us in Christ. And because it's a gift, we're liberated from the exhausting need to justify ourselves.
You know what that reminded me of? The way we both sometimes feel like we have to prove our worth at work, in relationships, even in our own heads. Barth says, stop. You're already accepted. And that's not a cop-out. It's the foundation for real freedom.
Right. And that freedom leads to ethics, not rule-following, but gratitude. Because we've been loved, we get to love others. Because we've been reconciled, we become agents of reconciliation. It's not a burden. It's a response.
Barth also talks a lot about the church, not as a powerful institution, but as a community of those called together by God's word. A provisional sign of the new humanity. Always under judgment, always needing reform, but still the place where grace is offered.
And he lived through Nazism. He was part of the confessing church that resisted the regime. So his view of church and state is a hard one. The church must never be a tool of political power. It speaks truth to power, even when it costs.
That's where his eschatology comes in, the idea that the end has already begun in Christ. We live in the already, but not yet. The old is passing, the new is breaking in. That gives urgency and hope, not escapism.
And prayer. He doesn't see prayer as a way to get things from God. It's a response to grace, an expression of dependence, the breath of the Christian life. Honestly, that reframed how I think about my own half-hearted attempts to pray.
One thing that really struck me was his insistence on God's freedom. God is not bound by our expectations. He can surprise us, challenge us, act in ways we can't predict. That's not arbitrary. It's the freedom of love. But it means we can never take God for granted.
So the whole thing is this invitation to stop trying to be God and start being human. To receive life as a gift instead of project. And that's simultaneously the hardest and most liberating thing I've read in a long time.
If you want to dive deeper into Barth's world, the full library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year. Or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So my one takeaway, God is not an idea to be managed, but a living presence that overturns everything. And that's good news.
Yes, Barth's whole point is that God is here, and God is now, not to make us comfortable, but to set us free. We'll see you in the next one.